Shalom Avracha, get the vach. Shkayef, we're coming on quite late. We'll try to keep it a bit shorter than usual. We're holding Yuma Daf Chafaf Amez. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Zayin. We actually read on Erev Shabbos, we read the Mishnah at the bottom of Chafaf Amez. Let's pick it up from that Mishnah again, going through the various amounts of Kahanim that were required for the different Kabbanas. So let's pick it up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chafaf Amez. Says the Mishnah, we'll go through quickly again. Says the Mishnah, Ayel Karav Machanasar. When it came to the carbon Ayel, there was 11 Kahanim involved in the bringing of the Ayel. Habas Machamisha, carrying the meat, the limbs, was done by 5 Kahanim. And Hakravayim, Haselus Vayayin, carrying the intestines, each of the intestines, the flour, and the wine, each one of these three things, intestines, wine, and flour, required Bishnayim, 2 Kahanim per each one of these three items. There's a total of 6 kahanim plus the 5 we had mentioned before, a total of 11 kahanim for the aisle. Par karb esra arba. The par was brought with 24 kahanim. How so? Haresh Varegel, the head and the right hind leg, that required, we're going to see in a minute, 3 kahanim. Haresh Ba'echad Varegel Vashtayim, the resh was by 1 kahan, the regel was by 2 kahanim, so up to a total of 3. Hokus Varegel, the tail and the left leg, left hind leg, required actually 4 kahanim. Hokus Vashtayim, Varegel Vashtayim. Dokus, the tail with 2 and the regel with 2. So we have 3 plus 4, we're up to 7. Hachaz Vageri, the breast and the neck, also required 4 kahanim, so we'll be up to 11. How so? Hachaz Ba'echad Vageri Bashlesha. The chaz of the breast was 1, but the gear of the neck required 3. Shtei Yadayim B'Shnayim. The 2 front legs were by 2 Kohanim. Shtei Defanav B'Shnayim. And the 2 flanks, the 2 sides of the animal were by 2. So we were 11, and we just added 2 for the forelegs and another 2 for the flanks. We're up to 15. Hakravayim, Asilas Vayayin. And then the last 3 items were the Kervayim, the intestines, the silas, the flour, and the yayin, and the wine. Those each required 3. B'shleisha, shleisha, each one required 3 kahanim. That's 3 times 3 is 9. We were at 15. 9 and 15 gives us a total of 24. Tosafot points out that the order we just gave for the bringing all the different components, we only broke down all the components when it came to the par, but the aisle, we didn't break it down. But we broke down the components, but when it came to the par, it doesn't seem to go exactly like any of the orders we had in the machlekes we had earlier in the daf a couple of days ago. Between, we had Ben Azai quoting from Rabbi Yeshua, quoting from Rabbi Akiva, we had Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Saglila, different shitas as to the order. Taisa seems to say that it doesn't go like any of those orders, but not Shver, because our Mishnah was Lav Dafka. Our Mishnah wasn't focused so much on the order, really more focused on how many kahanim were involved in the carrying, and it just gave a description of the order based on just a fluency, based on the flow. It recorded the head and the hind leg, went to the other hind leg, went to the front legs. It just was going based on a flow, but Lav Dafka based on the true order. That's how Tosafos Be'os learns. However, Marie Kirkus brings a diak from Rambam. That Rambam, when he quotes this mission, Yad Chazaka, Rambam does seem to bring this din, this mission din of 24, and bring this order. Lamaisa, the order is Lamaisa, not just for a count of how many kanim, but rather this is the order of the way they brought the Evarim, or the different components of the par, onto the ram, onto the Mizbeach. Okay, now one other important discussion here, the Gvur Sari, right, the Shagazari discusses that, why did they need so many? 11 for the aisle, 24 for the par. Even 11 for the aisle, you could say aisle was a little bigger than the regular tamid, the regular tle, the regular sheep, and therefore you needed 11 as opposed to the 9 we spoke out. We'll see the more actually the 6 for the mostly speak at 6 for the animal components of the tle, but the 24 for the par seems to be a big jump. Why do we need so many? And even could be the 11 for the aisle maybe wasn't fully necessary. So what's the pshat? So there's actually 2 malchus grusari brings that there's a machlekes might not be the right word, but 2 different explanations given in Bavli versus Yushalmi. Yushalmi, when it discusses this topic, the Yushalmi brings out, it fits with the idea of, we just had the other day, of the concept of trying to make, when you make the pious, you try to invite as many people, you make piouses throughout the day. You don't do them all at once, because you want to make up a stir up a rash amongst the Kahanim to go potentially be chosen for the Havaida. You want to make Beveis Elekim Nahalich Beragesh. You want to make it with an excitement and emotion when they come to Beveis Elekim. You're trying to build up, some sort of excitement around the process. So to hear, having more Kahanim involved builds up the excitement around the process. That seems to be the explanation more for the Yishami. However, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. We reference this very much to the side when we discussed a couple of back when the Kahanim Gedalim were being purchased. One of the scenarios of Kahanim Gedalim that was purchased was Marsa Bas Baisa. She purchased the Kahanim Gedalim for whom? For her husband, Meshua Ben Gamla. We point out that he was a very worthy person. It wasn't that he wasn't fit for the position. It just means that maybe there are more people, there'll be other people that may have been more fit for him. But okay, but she purchased the position position for her husband. She was a wealthy woman. She purchased it for her husband, Shumagamba. So we just referenced quickly back then, and the Gemara in Sukkah talks about she had the son who also served as a Kayin, who was a very strong person, a very strong Kayin. He was able to hold what would take multiple kind of to hold. Separately, he was able to hold by himself and even walk properly and not schlep his feet, not drag his feet. They weren't described as he'd be able to walk one foot in front of the other and not drag the feet side by side as if he's stopping heavy package. That's how strong this son, the Kayan, the son, presumably a son of maybe Mirsa Bas Baisis together with Yishu Magamla maybe, but he was certainly a Kayan and he was the son of Mirsa Bas Baisis. Point is, the word that says, if that's the case, so then why did they let him take multiple parts up at once? Why did they still divide it up? And the Mirsa Sukkah, it says, you know why? Al-Sparevim Hajas Melech. So the Mirsa Sukkah brings a little bit of different gauge. Not so much about creating a rash and trying to have as many people involved as possible in order to create more of excitement for the Avodah, rather, to Rav HaMash Melech. Again, a sefer which we touched on earlier this Pesach, we had this idea of Rav HaMash Melech. We pointed out that the Gemara Menachos references three people already being a Rav Am, but we pointed out from our Gemara that discussed getting 13 involved was a Mila of Rav Am. We see even more than three, the more the merrier, applies even more than three, a Rav Am, as we pointed out a couple of months ago. So the Gemara Sukkah also seems to connect Rav Am to the fact that we're trying to distribute as many kahanim into this process of schlepping of bringing the parts of the carbon onto the ramp is a vart of Berav Am. Yishalmi again was a vart of Barash Kishmak, making a tumble, and Balvi's making Berav Am, maybe not so far apart, but two different malchim, as I Zuck the Gvuras Ari points it out for the Pshat in our Mishnah. Okay, so like the Mishnah last, this is going to really carry over right to the beginning of the Gemara, says the Mishnah Rav Murim, when is all this discussed about bringing not 11 kanim, 24 kanim, but Kamar Nasibar. When it comes to Kamar Nasibar, Avakar Nyachim by Kamar Yachid, Imratzala Hakriv, if it wants to be done by a single kayin, by himself, Makriv, he could do it. The first you point out, we're going to run into problems. If one kayin wants to do it, he's going to have to fight with other kanim. That was the whole point of the pious of the lottery in the first place. So they explain, the halacha is a carbon yachid, the yachid who brings it can choose which kayin he wants to take care of his carbon. And once he chooses, obviously it should be a kayin who's on call. He has to be from that mishmer, from that base av, but it's kind of, if he has a kayin on call who's able to bring it, he could choose. And once he chooses that kayin, then there's no problem of fights. That's the one that was chosen, and he can bring it by himself. On Adrab, the first to speak out, if a person just brings it, delivers it to the base of Mikdash, this yachid, and he doesn't choose, l'chari, there'd be a pious, there'd be a regular lottery to avoid any other issues. When our Mishnah says that Imbratz l'hakav, it means if he was chosen and he wants to do it by himself, he can. Makrev hefshitan. Now, when it comes to the flaying of the animals, v'nituchan, and the dismemberment, the cutting it into pieces, the act of flaying and dismemberment does not need to be required, does not need to be done by a kayin, says the Mishnah, shel elu v'shel yashavin, is equal by both karmen tzibar and karmen yachid. And the Gemara is going to understand this. Rabbi's first line of the Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't elaborate. It's equal by karmen yachid, karmen tzibar, and equal in the sense that it doesn't even need a kayin. It was never included in our list. It doesn't need a kayin. It can be done by a non-kayin. Unbelievable, can be done by a zar. And it's equal, side by karmen yachid, side by karmen tzibar. That's going to be right away the discussion in the Gemara. Tana. Zak the Gemara. Hefshetim v'nituchat shavim bazar, we're saying that the hefshet v'nituchat is shavim, in that what sense? That they're both kasher, both the hefshet, the flaying, and the dismemberment is kasher bazar, both by karmen tzibar, karmen yachid. Ask the Gemara, Amar Chizkia, what's the source? The benayin hefshet v'nituchat shavim bazar. Chizkia says, how do we know, Taka, that hefshet v'nituchat is equal, and it's equally kosher, both with karmen yachid and karmen tzibar, equally kosher that a zar could perform it. Shenemar. Now, the way to understand this, I mean, the Gemara is just going to quote one pasuk now, but it's really the way to understand a big part of the whole next Gemara is really, it's the pasukim right in the beginning of Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra, not the first couple pasukim, but like five pasukim in from pasuk, and it's roughly pasuk hey to pasuk yud, pasuk dal to pasuk tes, I forget exactly, but it's the first, within the first 10, 11 pasukim, there's five or six pasukim in a row which describe the avaida that's being done, avaida being done by the carbon, by the carbon. And it describes some psukim speak of an ayla, of a kayin, and some psukim omit the word kayin, just says, he brings it. So the question is, when it omits the kayin, is that coming to say it could be a czar or not? Is it a continuation of the kayin? And that's going to really be the focus of our Gemara. There's really, it's a total of four main elements that are ultimately going to be kosher without a kayin. Two of them we're discussing right now. We lump it together, but we'll call two of them. Hefshet v'nituach. Hefshet, the flaying of the animal, v'nituach, and the dismembering, the cutting to pieces, that we're saying is kosher bazar, and we're going to try to derive it. As well, the shechita we've discussed many times, shechita is kosher bazar, that we know. And the third item is the arranging of the two Gizrei Eitzim on the Mizbeach. The Seder, it's not to be confused with the Sita Baracha itself. We always pointed out that there's a Sita Baracha, that's the arranging of the pyre on the Mizbeach. That needs to be a Kayin, but the Seder of the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, that's the two blocks of wood. After you Masada Baracha, you'd bring up to Gizrei Eitzim. So in the morning, again, in the morning, we had this in the other day. In the morning, it was done by one Kayin, Lashon Yachid. Afternoon is done by two Kayanim. In the morning, it says very clearly, it should be done singular Lashon by a Kayin, but it says Kayin. So the morning for sure is me by Kayin, but the two Gizrei Eitzim of the afternoon, we're going to say actually, does not even have to be done by a Kayin. Or let me say more specifically, let me correct that. Being Mesadrit, at least, maybe bringing it up, is a Kayin. Being Mesadrit is not exclusively, does not have to be done by a Kayin. That's going to be the other thing that we learn out in these Pesukim. I left out one extra one, but that's more Pashut, is the Smicha. Smicha is by the Bailam. Smicha also does not have to be by a Kayin. Smicha is done by the Bailam. So the smicha, the shchita, the hefshev and nituach, and the sidur of the two gizrei eitzim all could be done by a zar. And the Gemara is going to learn that out from the psukim, from the where the pasuk stresses kayin and where omits it or does not stress kayin. Let's see. So according to the pasuk, our first chizuk quote the pasuk.
Just like shnei gizrei eitzim is one thing, bringing it up. Sidur marach is another thing. I think you're saying
correct. Correct. 100%. 100%.
And we're talking about Yisrael could possibly do that, which is a fantastic, amazing. Because how does he get up there? We'll worry about that.
Same thing. I was thinking the exact same. 100%. Yeah. Because he's really supposed to only stop by the 11 Abbas, right?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, Shenemar, V'nos Be'aron HaKoyin, Eish HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says, B'Aron HaKoyin puts the fire on the Mizbeach. Now it's funny. This is right in the beginning of Yikra. This is Pasuk Zion. In Pasuk Vav, right before this, The pasuk was describing the hefshev nituach. Hefshev nituach. So what we're saying is that right before it discusses you should be mafshed nituach la'ila, and then it says in pasuk zayin, that's pasuk vav, the pasuk the kayin ben Aaron puts the fire on the mizbeach. So we darshan the fact that in pasuk vav when it discusses hefshev nituach makes no mention of kayin, and it only makes mention of kayin in the putting of the placement of the fire. We darshan the nesidas eish by kuna hefshev nituach by kuna nesidas eish needs kuna, whereas the hefshev nituach does not need kuna. That is the simple drasha from that Chizki is quoting based on the psukim. Says the Gemara not so fast. It's a nice drasha, but that's only a drasha if it's extra. The Gemara holds it's a drasha if it's superfluous. If you didn't need to tell me that the nesidas eish needs to be done with a kayin, so by saying it, and it was extra, you must be telling me this needs kayin, but whatever was done before, or in this case, the hefshev nituach, doesn't need kayin. But I would have thought that perhaps the fire also doesn't need a kayin. So the Torah tells me it needs a kayin to tell me that placement of fire needs a kayin, but not to the exclusion of the hefshev nituach. So yes, we still have the deek that we made, that it doesn't make a mention of kayin there, but that's not enough to be an exclusion. Says Gemara, have it by Luke Fay. Once I need the pasuk to tell me that the placement of the fire itself needs to be done by kayin, and without it, I would have thought perhaps it does need a kayin, that it's not extra. What then is the drasha of Chizkia? It needs to be, you need something more. You need like a extra stress that X needs kayin. In this case, placement of the fire needs kayin. And if it's extra, if it was a unnecessary stress that this needs kayin, we could say it's being medayik from there. Something else doesn't need kayin. But if it's not extra, I can't make a deal. So Gemara says, yes. We can understand that as follows. I'm Rav Rashi, Ashkashri Labaye. I found Labaye. That Amazmeli the Bray, he was explaining Chizkiah's drasha to his own son. Abaya was explaining to his son this drasha of Chizkiah and explained it as follows. Vishachad, the pasuk says earlier, Vishachad, and he sheshecht. This is back to pasuk hey. We were focused so far on the pasuk of Vazayan. This is back to pasuk hey. Vishachad, he sheshecht, Shchita Bazar Kshera. That tells me that we know that Shchit, we actually know this anyway, but Shchita Bazar is kasher, but not so fast. Says Marvachima, I am Basa. You're coming to tell me Shchita Bazar is kasher. Why would you think that, where do you have a pasuk that the shechita requires a kayin, that you need to stress for me that we're saying over here that the shechita of a zar is kasher? Says the Gemara, Mechlal shenemer v'atov v'necha a'itcha, tishmurus k'naschem. It says in the pasuk, you and your children after you should watch the kuna. That's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Shemeani, I would have thought, avir shechita, that every part of the avayda is got to be done by a kayin, including shechita. Tamalei mar, v'shechras ben abakar l'fri Hashem. Therefore, the pasuk says, "V'shachar has been a bucket for Hashem." Very clear. If you read the order of the pasuk, it starts off saying, "General, the ben bucket should be shechted," and then it says, "V'kivu b'nei Aaron a kainim." The v'kivu, which we dash to mean, "V'kabal makabal ve'lech," Pashas, we don't teach us Eilach, the arts of Hashem to do. Pashas, we teach us, of course, as Kabbalah. Mikabbalah of Eilach needs Kohanim. Says Gemara, Mikabbalah of Eilach mitzvahs guna. But till that point, you don't need a Kohen. So, the Braisa started, was again, the Abai is teaching his son that the Psukim of Ishacha is telling me that you do not, the Shechita is kosher even by Azar. Before the Gemara even speaks out the Drasha, it intersects and says, why would I have a Havmina that you need a Kohen? That's because there's a Pasuk elsewhere by Midbar, which seems to indicate that Avayda needs Kohen, so I would think even Shechita needs Kohen. Kamash Mola now, back to the Drasha, that since it starts with the Pasuk of Ashachar, and then only puts Kohanim, which part? By Vihikrivu, by which was actually to be Kabbalah. So from Kabbalah and on needs Kohen, prior to that doesn't need Kohen, and therefore, this is really what comes out is v'samach yadai v'shachat, both the smicha and the shechita both do not need kayin. Smicha is really not being learned from here. Smicha was already understood tamazik because it's samach smicha is done by the bailam, but now it comes out that the smicha and v'shachat liman al shechita shekshir bazar. It's teaching us that shechita is kasha bazar again because smicha is not really being learned from here. Smicha we do anyway, so they're both kasha bazar. Okay, so we still think that we're still trying to find out where's our drasha that hefshir v'nituach is kasha bazar, the flaying and the dismemberment. Michti. Now that we've established mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs guna, we've established that from kabbalah on requires a kohen. So if that's the case, now we have a gishmak hashayla. The whole reason why you couldn't darshan v'nasnu b'nei Aaron, that they, when they put the fire in the mizbeach, you couldn't darshan from there that they have to put the fire in the mizbeach, but they don't have to do that's pasuk zayin. But they don't have to do the hafshav v'nituach of pasuk vav. You're making a diak because it was extra. You asked me it's not extra because you needed to teach me that they actually have to put the fire. No, I don't. Now that I have a drush that from Kabbalah and on requires a kayin, so it's obvious that when it comes to putting the fire on the mizbeach, also should require a kayin. V'nasim and iron lamali, so now that becomes extra. Once it's extra, I can say limut the hefshevinituach. Once it's extra, I can say it's coming to exclude that the hefshevinituach does not require a kayin. Again, even though it's also after Kabbalah, of course, but it doesn't require a kayin because it's excluded. The pasuk specifically says that you should, the kayin should put the fire on the mizbeach unnecessarily, then we didn't need that. So you can make a diak that the pasuk right before that hefshav v'nituach, which makes no mention of kohen, is even kasher bazar, and a dafka left out kohen in that pasuk. Okay, frak gemara not so fast. V'akati yitzrich, I still do not. I cannot say that it's extra. Why? I need it. Since placing the fire is not an avodas makav kapara, why not? Because the whole Akhtar is not Makav Kapara. What's Makav? What is requisite for Kapara? Zrika. Once you do Zrika, you have a Kapara. Yes, it's a Heder, it's part of the mitzvah. Kadam should only eat after you ready the Akhtar, 100%. But the Iker Kapara clearly comes from Zrika. So if the whole Akhtar is not Makav Kapara, surely placing the fire, which is there to be able to service the Akhtara, is not makiv, and therefore, out of Havmina, Kivla Makva, Kaparihi, Leite Baikuna, Kamashmo, and the Baikuna. Don't tell me Makabola Va'elach tells me that everything you have to come on needs Kuna, which would include placement of the fire, and therefore telling me the placement of the fire needs a kain is extra. It's not extra. Because I wouldn't have assumed the placement of the fire needs a kain, because it's a Bechlal, it's not an Ikav type of Avaida. Maybe only Avaida Makavis needs a kain, Avaida Samakim maybe doesn't need a kain, and therefore I need the Pasuk for itself, which means it's not extra. So we're back to square one. What is Chizkiyah's drasha? What is a drasha? We're not going to really go Chizkiyah, no, sort of a new drasha. What's a source that Hefshav v'nituach does not need to be done by a kayin? Elamehacha. The Gemara offers now a second source. V'aruchu b'nei Aaron ha-kayinim anasachim esreish ha-pader. The Pasuk says that if you aruchu, they should arrange, plural. V'aruchu b'nei Aaron ha-kayinim es anasachim ve'esreish ha-pader. The b'nei Aaron, the kayinim, will arrange the pieces of the animal, the head, the pader, the fats. We spoke yesterday, they put the fats over the neck, actually, that they're covered when you mark them as mech. Okay, michti. Mikabal ve'ech mitzikuna. We already established that v'kabal ve'ech mitzikuna. V'aruchu l'amali. So if kabal ve'ech mitzikuna, who needs the Pasuk of aruchu to tell me that's got to be done by the kayinim? Of course. Of course, has to be kind of it's after Kabbalah. And says the Gemara, it must be. So the Chari, it's extra. And if it's extra, it must be coming to exclude something. What's coming to exclude? That Hefshav v'nituach does not need Kuna. So that's going to be our source. Ask the Gemara not so fast. Ve'im l'mute cedar shnei gizreitzim. Maybe it's coming to exclude the arrangement of the two gizreitzim. It's coming to say that the arrangement of the gizreitzim does not need Kuna. But Avada, as opposed to the Arhu, the arrangement of the Reish and the Pader needs Kuna, but you no longer have a meat for Hefshav v'nituach, because the meat was being used for what? For Shnei Gizreitzim. Says the Gemara, I have a choice to say that the Pasuk of Aruchu, of arranging the head and the fats of the carbon, is coming to exclude hefshefini tuach of the carbon, or it's coming to exclude the arrangement of the shnei gizreitzim. So which one am I going to use it for? Says the Gemara, mistavred divcha to kavasimai. Divcha, dalad and zayin, of course, in Aramaic is interchangeable. Divcha means divcha. Divcha to kavasimai, right? It's mistaver that it's coming to exclude something related to the animal itself. So the animal itself is what's being baruchu, is being put on the mizbeach. By Kahana was saying, we're saying it's extra because we don't need it. Let's be mamayat, the hefshevini tuach of the animal. And don't use it to be mamayat, the shnei gizri eitzim, which is two pieces of wood, which is not the animal itself, it's not the carbon itself. So, at this point, we'd have a good raya. Says Gemara, no. Adaraba. Learn out shnei gizri eitzim, you know why? Because what are you doing with the, when the pasuk says v'archu? You're arranging the reish and the padr. You're arranging the animal, and what are we discussing to exclude? Arrangement of the shnei gizreitzim. Adrab, a cedar to kavasim mayat. Wouldn't it make sense to be mabayat the cedar that corresponds, that's comparable, the cedar to the cedar. And therefore, we're stuck now again without a raya, the hefshevini tuach, tazani to koyin. Says Gemara Leisakadai, so don't make that mistake. Dama mar. The hikriv ha-koyin es ha-kol mizbecha. The pasuk says the koyin should be makriv everything near the mizbecha. Zuhi lachas around the kevesh. That tells me that there's a chiyah for the koyin to bring the Varim to the ramp of the mizbeach. We darshin. We make a diak. Halachas ifram the kevesh with the baikuna. Halachas eitzim loy baikuna. We make a diak, but there's going to be a double diak here. We make a diak that the halacha of the varim to the ramp requires kuna. The halacha of the wood to the ramp does not require kuna, but make a further diak. Hasidur shnei gizreitzim by kuna, but it's interesting you're able to make that a double of a diak. I could have said maybe koshkin. It doesn't. Hasidur shnei gizreitzim needs kuna. Once I'm making a diak that the arrangement of the two blocks of wood requires kuna, then it doesn't make sense to say that the pasuk of v'archu of the reish and the padr is coming to exclude shnei gizreitzim. I have a diak saying that it requires kuna. So what must the pasuk of v'archu of arranging the reish and the padr is saying that needs kuna and that was extra? So what's it coming to exclude? Must be coming to exclude hefshevini tuach v'archu lamali limute hefshevini tuach. It must be coming to exclude hefshevini tuach. Fact Gemara still. Ve'im hachanami legufei. Here to ask the same question that maybe it's coming for itself. Remember the first drush we tried to bring was the pasuk describes the kohanim being required to put the fire on the mizbeach. And we were bothered that, what do we need it for? The chari, it's self understood that you need kohanim. Must be coming. Tell me that this needs kohanim, but not hefshevini tuach. Ultimately, the Gemara totally deflected that raya because it says you need it because there can be a tzad that you wouldn't think you need it because it's not a part of the carbon that's ma'akiv. The whole akhtar is not ma'akiv. Placement of the fire is not ma'akiv. And therefore, maybe I would think you don't need a kayin. Kamash, we need a kayin. Once it's needed for itself, it's not extra. Here, too, the Gemara is falling back to the same type of question of Aruchu, that maybe I need it for itself. We've already described what you don't need, why it's not needed for itself. The Gemara doesn't give us an explanation, but the Shanim say, because we will show later in the Gemara that there's another drasha that's needed for the drasha we used before from Aruchu, and therefore, maybe it is needed for itself. Maybe it's not extra. Now, Rashi, or some of the Rishonim, I should say, have issue with this girsa because the Gemara, first of all, is not elaborating on the question, and the Gemara sinks right into another shock of attire. The Gemara doesn't really elaborate what this last question was. The Gemara just says, "Eimah, you need for gufei." But till now, we've already established you don't need it for gufei. So some have a different girsa and different shock of attire. Now, Gemara, we're going to read the Gemara the way we have it, leave it as such, and we're just going to rely on the fact that the Gemara later does point out another potential usage for the drasha, for the pasuk of Aruchu bin Aaron HaKayinim. And therefore, once it's needed for that other usage, it's needed for itself. It's not extra for our drasha, so it's still back to the question. Therefore, the Gemara now brings we'll call it a third potential source. Again, we're trying to find the source that hefshevini tuach, the flaying and dismemberment of the carbon of the ayla, is not to be done by a kohen. It can be done by a zar. We tried first to make a diak from the extra lashon by placement of the fire being done by a kohen. We said it's not extra. We tried to make a second raya from v'aruchu hakadim, v'aruchu bnei Aaron hakadim as a masach v'sreishas pader, the seder of the reish of the pader. We're saying now without clarifying why, it's also not extra. Says Gemara, Ella, another source, Ella, the Hikdra Kain has a call. The source is going to be, because the Pasuk says, the Hikdra Kain has a call. The Kain should be makter all on the Mizbeach. The Mayasa, who needs that? The Chari, it's Pasha, the Kain is doing all that. So, Lemute, Hefshevini Tuach, the Kain does not turn on the Mizbeach, but he does not do the Hefshevini Tuach. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is happy with that, period. The Gemara is happy with that, Drasha. Says the Gemara, now, once we're on this discussion about the Kain being makter everything on the Mizbeach, the Mari makes a further drush, brings a brisa. That brings a further drush as follows. The Vekriv, that's talking about the Kayan bringing the Avarim to the Kevesh. Halachas Avarim, we actually just quoted this a couple lines ago. Halachas Avarim the Kevesh, Hudibai Kuna, bringing the Avarim to the ramp requires Kuna. Halachas Eitzim, Leibai Kuna, bringing the blocks of wood to the ramp does not require Kayan. But we made a further diak, Ha Seder Shnekis Yetzim, Bai Kuna. But the Seder, make organizing, the arranging, the two Gizveitzim on the Mizbeach, that does require a Kayan. Vindasnu, Ligufei, when it says in the pasuk finasnu, that's talking about putting the fire on the mizbeach, like we said earlier in this daf. That is takanita for itself, because I would have thought since the fire is not makiv, you don't need a kayan, so we need ligufei. Finasnu, that's the pasuk. That's back to that pasuk zayin again. That's ligufei. V'archu, when it says v'archu, now making a whole new drasha, we haven't touched on this before. V'archu shnayim, bnei Aaron shnayim, hakanim shnayim. All these are plural. V'archu shnayim. I think I referenced that earlier before when I read the word v'archu. Bnei Aaron shnayim, and kahanim also. Bnei is plural shnayim, and kahanim shnayim. Lamanu l'tleh shnayim shisha. That teaches us that the tleh requires six kahanim to bring the different parts onto the ramp. It requires six kahanim. The tleh. The Tlani Shisha, even though we spoke before about the aisle, 11, about the par, 24, was saying this is a remiss to the Tle requiring six kanim. Omar Rav Amnuna, Kashle der Blazer, Hai Beven Bakr Ksiv. It's a very nice drasha, but the psukim that we're talking about are talking about Ben Bakr. So Ben Bakr, we discussed how much do you need. Says the Gemara straight out. Ben Bakr Esvar Babai. We point out for the, we spoke about the Mishnah already, that Ben Bakr needs 24 Kanim. And you bring a drasha from a pasuk that's Bnei Aaron, Akanim, and Varchu, 2, 2, and 2, they need 6. Lagabet Tleh, that's not the context of the pasuk. Venichle, but the answer, this by the way sounds very much like Yushalmi type Gemara. Kashle, Venichle. Venichle, and the answer that Rav Amnuna said that Rav Elazar had a kasha, and Rav Elazar himself had a teretz, ala eitzim asher ala eish asher ala mizbeach. The pasuk there says the words, ala eitzim asher ala eish asher ala mizbeach, eizid davish never by eitzim eish mizbeach. What other carbon is there that it speaks about? It says a lashon of eish, of eitzim, eish, and mizbeach. Legabe, what carbon is that said? Legabe, the tleh of the tamen, the regular tleh brought of the regular tamen. It says that same lashon in the psukim, and therefore, even though the main context here is Ben Bakr, because the pasuk in the same in the psukim it references eitzim eish al mizbeach and archu bnei akadim, we can make a drasha to tleh that when it comes to the tleh, six kahanim is the amount. Havemer top of a base, what carbon are we talking about? Havemer zet tleh. I'm going to say that this is a reference to the tleh to the tamid shel shachar. This is a reference to that tamid. Okay, Amar Abasi Amar Bechanan. We have a new psak here, related topic. Rav Asi said the name of Rav Yechanan, Zer Shasidas HaMaracha, a Zer, a non-Kayan, who arranges the Maracha, Chayev. He's Chayev for a Zer doing an Avodah of a Kayan. He's Chayev Mis B'Yash Mayim. He's Chayev for doing a Avodah of a Kayan, for arranging the Maracha. Kate said, Oisa, what should he do? Perka, he should take it apart. V'chayes of a Seidra, and then put it back together. Gemara's like, my honey, Gemara says, obvious question, what on earth does that help? Taking it apart and putting it back together, doesn't make sense. Ella, what it means is, perka zar, the zar's taken apart, v'sed the kayin, and let a kayin put it back together. First, you point out, it's still not taking care of the chiv b'deshmayim. The zar who was masader, the first maracha, this maracha, which he wasn't supposed to do, is unfortunately, if he did it on purpose, he's chayim b'deshmayim. That's done. What we mean is, in order to fix, to make it viable, to be used, what do? Separate it, take it apart, and let it cut. You do it in its place. That's what we're saying. Mask Zera. So Zera says, what's going on over here? V'chiyesh an Rav Yechanan Zed. Rav Yechanan's chiddush is that a Zer that is Masad the Maracha, that's considered enough of a Vaida that he's Chayev Mishamayim. V'chiyesh la Vaida Shekshir B'Laila. Is it possible you have a Vaida that's kosher at night? Upsula bazar and is possible by a zar. It's interesting lushan. Psula bazar sounds like his question is it possible you have a void that's kosher at night and is possible by a zar? That's not really our topic. Our discussion here is not just possible idea zar. Our topic is that the zar is chayv mis, which the mefarshim do learn out. They seem to learn out that that's really the point of the discussion here. His question, he didn't mean psula bazar, he meant and a zar is chayv misa. It's not shver to understand that it's possible by a zar. A possible zar that he could swallow. But in a void discussion at night and a zar performing tzchayv misa, that's the part that it was more troublesome. Says the more v'loy, why not? Have a verb darim. The akdara of the verb of the darim, which we spoke out many times, of course we always reference, is the first mishnah shas, that it's mutter the entire night. And we just lechatchili do it by chatzayis, but it's really mutter the entire night. But who does that? Tafka kahanim do it. If a non-kayin does it, He's chayiv. So why is it so shver that we have a carbon that's being done at night and a non-kayin is chayiv misa for performing it? Says the Gemara, that's not a taina. That's not a right. You know why? Seif avaydi mamihi. That is the end of a day avayda. The carbon was brought by day. The zrik was done by day. The end of that is to be back to the carbon. You're allowed to do it the night after. That's the halacha. That when it comes to kachem, halay lacha chayayim, you can continue on into the night. And therefore, it's done at night. But the point is, it's considered part of a yayim type of avayda. And therefore, a zar would be chayiv. That we get. But that's not a right. The seder of the baracha, which is could be completely done at night, it's not part of a day avida at all, and therefore, who says azar is mechayev misa? That is the question of Zer is posing on a bechor zalacha. Effective our very Shabbos Neshan. Again, Shabbos Neshan we've discussed many times already in the past week or so. Shabbos Neshan is done in the morning. Before daybreak, it can be done. It's avida's laila, and azar that does it. We had a machlekes Levi and was it Levi and Rav, I think it was Rav and Levi, whether or not it's Chayim Misa, but we zichar Hashita, that it's Chayim Misa. Hari, Trumas Deshen, Tchil Savay Dimami, I'm sorry, that's the Kasha. Hari, what about Trumas Deshen, where at least according to Levi, a Zer that performs it is Chayim Misa Mishmayim, Rav and not, but Levi and Chayim Misa Mishmayim, answers the Gemara, Tchil Savay Dimami. That's again, that's the beginning of the Avay Dimama. Well, even though it's been done at night, it's the beginning. What makes it the beginning? So we quoted this before, the Umar of Asya Rebecha, who's by the way, the Bar Memra, who said over here that a zar that does the baracha is chayiv mispei shemayim? So he himself says, "Don't ask a question. Don't be me a raya." Reb Zera asked that it's a vaydas laila and therefore shouldn't be chayiv misa. The baracha trying to be a raya. Why not? True sedeshen is a vaydas laila. It's chayiv misa. No, don't be a raya because Reb Yechon Reb Asi himself, Reb Asi, sorry, Reb Yechon himself said that. If a kohen is mekadesh his hands for the purposes of shubas deshen, what's halacha? The next day, meaning after daybreak, he does not have to do kiddush agdayim again. Why? Shikvar kiddush mitchil avayda, because he already mekadesh his hands for the avayda earlier. It's considered part of the same avayda, the same day. It's avayda siyayim, and therefore remember we had early mesech the same line, and we tweaked it. Is it the beginning of avayda of the day, or he already mekadesh his hands for an avayda? And therefore, it's good for future in the day. But okay, Agamar now is taking for granted that simple reading that's considered the beginning of the Avodah of the day. So even though it's at night, since it's the beginning of the Avodah for the day, you no longer require Kiddush Daivrei Laim, and no one asks me a question why a Zar would be Chayav Misa because it's considered day Avodah. Reb Zair's question was that maybe for night Avodah, there's no Chayav Misa. Says Gemara Velakasha Taka. Reb Zair's Kasha is Shver Ar Beichanon. El Olimar says, you're right, let's tweak your Beichanon's Memra. El Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar. If you can see a membra, say it as follows. Amar Vasya Rabbeinon, Zar Shasid Shnekis or Aitzim. Don't say the Zar that was Masad to the Baracha, that was Masad to the Pyre. Rather, the Zar that was Masad to Shnekis or Aitzim. This back to the point, Lizer, that you just confirmed what we started earlier in the share today. We have to talk about two completely different things. There's a Seder of the Baracha that's setting up the Pyre on top of, with a P, on top of the Mizbeach, right? That's where, it is where the fire is. But he's setting up the pyre on top of the Mizbeach, and then there's the cedar of the two blocks of wood that was put there. It could be the same spot, but it's two separate sidurim. So, Eliyatmar, Kachiyatmar, Amar Basi, Amar Bechran, Zersha Sidur Shnei Gizra Eitzim, the Zerts Masad, the two Gizra Eitzim, Chayev, why? Hoyil Vavaydas Yaimi, because that is an Avaydas Yaim. Maskla Rava, El Mayata, to buy pious. If it's such a chashav avoda and avodas yoyim, and that a non-kayin who does it is chayav misa, shouldn't require pious? Why is that not part of the pious? And we all know the answer. What's the answer? There was a pious. What was the pious? Now it was really a throw-in. If you remember, it used to be Shabbos Neshan didn't need pious. It led to fighting. It led to stabbing Nebuch. It led to people pushing people off of his bath. They arranged. They said they were masakin. You need a pious. Once they were masakin, you need a pious early in the morning to wake up to be potentially chosen in a lottery. Nah, very low demand. So in order to increase the demand, they threw in whoever wins the right Shabbos Neshan also gets the rights to both Seder Maracha and Seder Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So there was a pious for it. What's Rava's Tainus? Says Gemara, you're right. Ishtam Day, Rava forgot. How the Tainus? The one who was Zechut Shabbos Neshan, Zechut B'Seder Maracha, B'Seder Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Whichever kohen won the rights to the Shabbos Neshan, he also won the rights to the Seder Baracha and to the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So that would answer that kasha that Rav was asking, that if it's so chashav, it should need a pious. Indeed, it does. Okay. But Rav seemed to give criteria that what makes something subject, let's say, to a pious, only if it's a avodas hayayim, number one, and number two, only if it is going to be chayv misa, if a non-kohen, if a zar performs the avodah. says the Gemara, the member Davidus and by pious, Avidus Laila by pious. It comes out the Rav seems to be saying, Tafka Avidus needs a pious, not Avidus Laila, affecting my Varmay Verma Patarim, what am I Verma Patarim? That's again, same question, similar ideas before. It's an Avidus of night. We know it has a pious. That was the fourth pious that we discussed. Says the Gemara, Seif Avidus Yom Mami. It's the end of the day Avidus, and therefore it's called Avidus Yom. Remember, Chubas Nashim, Chubas Nashim, that needs a pious. Ailachur, it's Avidus of nighttime. It's done before daybreak. The answer is, we spoke out already, but Shemaisa Shaya, because people were getting harmed. So that was a separate reason. In fact, the Gemara is still, and Rava, we'll stop at this. Remember the Avidus Yom. Vishazar Chayav Lamisa. That was the second criteria. First of all, we're focused on the day criteria. Now we're focused on this, both criteria. It's got to be Avidus Yahim, and it's got to be Avida that Zar Chayav Misa. Dafka there, by pious, Ein Zar Chayav Lamisa, but Zar Chayav Misa, lay by pious, Hare Shechita. What about Shechita, where a Zar could do it? A Zar could do it. Mamish, now he's not Chayav Misa, he's allowed to do it. And still there was a pious for Shechita. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Shechita, the Tchilas Avaydi. Shechita was the beginning of the Avaydah, that's very chashev, over there, even though it's not, meaning normally Avaydah only requires a pious, if it has a combination of being Avaydah's Yayim, and a Zar that does it is going to be Chayim Misa. Shechita is an exception to the rule, since it's the beginning of the whole Avaydah of the Karban, even though it doesn't need to be a Kayan, not only is a Zar not Chayim Misa for doing it, a Zar is allowed to do it, still there was a pious for Shechita. Let's pause over here. The Gemara that continues really is in the same type of Shaka Vataya on the Sugya, but let's leave it for tomorrow morning, Mr. Shem. We'll finish the parak and start the new parak in the